It started by the tree. The confusion, the pain, the mystery. The years of self-doubt compounded and led to not trusting himself or his world. How could he really, when something so vital is poisoned and then stolen? But now, high above the drought, all of it was coming into focus. He was confused with the result and needed help. So Tsuruwe flew. High above the Namib Desert, between the Unyab River and the Kruab River, Tsuruwe searched for answers while listening to the wind. Tsuruwe heard faint whispers of something called God. What was that? Tsuruwe only had his instincts to follow, so hearing this word made him uneasy, unsafe. He didn't understand why he had a resistance to this word, God. The only rational reason for Tsuruwe's disdain must have stemmed from his father, who he remembered adamantly saying,
"There is no other side. Kanda chasike."
Tsuruwe's father, known amongst his feathered tribe as Dantago, was a living legend deemed a sovereign phoenix. Growing up, Tsuruwe was sheltered from his father's legacy. He knew only what the rest of his flock knew, that his father flew into the sun and lived to squawk about it.
Is he a ghost?
But Tsuruwe also knew his father avoided the sun at all costs. Every sundown, Dantago would soar toward the horizon and be gone until the morning. He preferred to hunt at night and feel the wind on his wings in the moonlight. As the desert awoke, Tsuruwe would always have carrion to eat and would take notice of his father perched in the canopy, hidden in the darkness of the baobab tree. Tsuruwe knew he had some exploring to do. This idea of God rippled and pulsed through him like an open wound. It haunted him like a dream wrapped in the present. To believe was to let go. But what is believing? To give in was to give up. What could ever ease his confusion and discomfort? Was it just as frightening as the pain itself? So Tsuruwe flew. He tested his limits, searching for somewhere he could no longer hear land's whispering truth. His father's silence and mystery haunted Tsuruwe with his own definition of greatness. Was he to find himself in the sun, or was he lost forever? Embedded amongst his feathers? Tsuruwe ached to unwrap the gift of questioning. So Tsuruwe flew. He flew high. He flew alone. He flew through desert canyons. He flew over the ocean and yes, eventually followed his father into the sun. Tsuruwe saw himself reflected in the world below. The flame stirred his soul, revealing secrets which defined not only his actions, but who he intended to be. He remembered his forgotten dreams and saw himself in a new light. He would have to accept his own spirit and have the courage to share it.
The African white-backed vulture, also known as the white-rumped vulture, is a very gregarious bird in the same family as eagles, kites, buzzards, and hawks. When searching for food, it soars high above the ground and has been spotted at elevations as high as 10,000 feet. Once it finds a freshly killed animal, it circles in the sky, signaling to other vultures to come and eat, often feeding on carrion and flocks of 100 or more. These vultures play a vital role in disposing of harmful pathogens that may persist in animal carcasses. Their unique immune systems allow them to be unaffected by many of the bacteria found in their meals. Vultures and other birds play a critical role in maintaining healthy ecosystems. Their decline can have serious effects on other species and the many benefits provided by nature. Africa's vulture populations face the prospect of collapsing due to poachers poisoning the population. As the circling of vultures is often an indication of a recently deceased animal, Poachers have been found to poison the carcasses of elephants in order to kill off vultures that may alert their illegal activities to authorities. The first Saturday in September is International Vulture Awareness Day. The day not only raises awareness about vulture numbers, but it also educates the public about the importance of them to our ecosystem. For more information on International Vulture Awareness Day, please visit vultureday.org. If you'd prefer to donate to specifically help the African white-backed vulture, please check out the Peregrine Fund at peregrinefund.org. The Los Angeles Zoo proudly supports Endangered, Short Tales for the Nearly Forgotten. As a world-class conservation organization and recreation destination in the heart of Los Angeles, the LA Zoo connects people with nature every day as they work to save species all over the world. To learn more about their commitment to wildlife and the diverse communities they serve, please visit www.lazoo.org.